jump to your feet, because I'm honoured today, really honoured. We have a dear friend. You know, Pastor Paul was in our church on Sunday here and at Seaboard and Chesapeake. Pastor Marie was in Richmond. They're like an aunt and uncle to our church. We've done life with these guys for over 30 years. Pastor Paul and Marie sit on our oversight of Wave Church, and I'm so grateful for their, not just their friendship, but their insight and wisdom into my life and Steve's life. We wouldn't be where we are today without them, honestly. And so a lot of what happens in our church is a direct result of their influence and wisdom. And so girls, can you welcome the very beautiful, wonderfully stunning Pastor Marie Dion.
Good morning, everybody. Please take your seat. What a treat to get to be together today. I'm so honored to be here and to be here for your very first sisters meeting for 2017. And it seems like 2017 started ages ago, but it actually is only 18 days ago, which is not very long. But it's so nice to be here. And I love having the opportunity to hang out with women. For those of you who don't know me, I have been brought up in a family of five, and I have four older brothers. The dogs in our family were all males, and I birthed three sons. So every opportunity I get to be with women, it's a party for me. But today I wanted to just talk about living a legacy. You know, there's a great scripture in 2 Corinthians 3, 2-3 in the Message Bible. If you have your Bibles, you can turn to it, but all different versions, so I'll just read it to you. It says, "Your very lives are a letter that anyone can read by just looking at you. Christ himself wrote it, not with ink, but with God's living spirit, not chiseled into stone, but carved into human lives, and we publish it." Where's the clock, by the way, just so I know? Up there, that big thing. Right. Mile, there's one over there too. Okay, that's why I have blonde hair. But the truth is, we are all going to leave a legacy. And the reality is, we are all living a legacy right now. And what that legacy looks like is up to us. It's in our hands to lead. Doesn't matter what's been passed on to us in the past, we get to change the pages of history today in living the legacy that we leave. You know, there are many buildings, I just think about many buildings around, probably around here in our city, that have got plaques on them that are left to the legacy of a person. Maybe it was a professor or somebody who had done some incredible research in their life to help keep somebody alive. Maybe an artist, a professor, whatever it is. There are many buildings. There's the Sistine Chapel, if you've ever had a chance to go and see this incredible building that's been left to men and women that gave their lives to build this beautiful building to bring glory to God. But, you know, I think more far wider reaching than what we can achieve in what we do is what we leave in who we are as people, and what we live today and who we are. And I think if we can live with that same intention of who we are and really focusing on every day leaving something of who we are to somebody else, not just what we do, then that will be something that will have lasting consequences. I'm so glad that our past is in our future. Aren't you glad about that? I'm so glad with my past that that was not my future. We get to leave an incredible legacy today. We get to change the course of history today. And I love Jesus's life, because his whole life was just an incredible legacy that still echoes today. Do you know, a legacy echoes into the future. And Jesus's life echoes into our life today. He lived his whole life wholeheartedly loving God and loving people. And that's all he asked of us to do. You know, we think we have to be these incredible people, gifted, and wonder what we've got. But the power that we have in our hands is that we can love God with our whole heart, and we can love others as he's loved us. That's the kind of legacy I want to leave. I don't want people to remember me for what I do. I want them to remember me for that was a woman that loved God with all her heart, and for the best of her ability, she loved others as he loved her. You know, our character reflects who we are, and it's our greatest legacy. our character and the qualities that Christ crafts into our life in the legacy, in our journey of life, is what will be passed on to others. And for me now, as a mother, as a mother-in-law of three beautiful girls in my life, as a pastor, as a friend, the legacy that I want to pass on is not just from my work endeavors, not just from what I do, what I've been called to do by God, but ideally who I was as a person. And hopefully people will say of me that I passed on life lessons that I learned from walking and living and leaning on and loving Jesus. Someone from the best of my ability that, with God's help, loved others around me, and someone who loved and respected who God called me to be. And I think if we can do those three things, we're pretty good. We're going to leave an incredible legacy for others to build on. And you know, that is all Jesus asked us to do in Matthew 22, 37 to 39, to love God with all our heart and love others as we love ourselves. He kept it simple, he kept it relatable, and he kept it transferable. Think about that in your own life. Keep it simple, relatable, and transferable. You know, I want to encourage all the mums in the house today, the young mums and those of us that are a little bit along the way that have been natural mums. You know, I've often heard someone say, and I've heard a lot of the young mums at home say, well, I'm just a stay-at-home mum. You're not just a stay-at-home mum. You have been given this incredible opportunity to input into somebody's life. You know, the job that you have is just an incredible contribution. It's a privilege, and I believe it's a prestigious position that you get to input into leaders of the future, that you get to input into people that are going to be a friend to somebody, a confidant to somebody. They may not be the president, they may not be high up in the marketplace, but they can be a good friend. They can be a cheerleader to somebody else. They can be a coach to somebody else because you invested your life into them. So never ever just say you're just a stay-at-home mum. To raise somebody to be a genuine loyal friend, maybe a youth leader, maybe the prime minister, who knows what's in your hand, that gift that God has given you. And your input is very valuable, and it matters. It matters to God, and it matters to somebody else. Now, parenting to me reminds me of a Greek proverb I once read. It said, society grows great when old men and women plant trees whose shade they shall never sit in. I love that thought because we may never see the fullness of the seed that is sown. Whether you're a natural mother or not, your investment into another life, you may never see the full potential of that. But over time given, the life will yield great fruit. I think it's just an incredible thing that we can yield our lives for the betterment of another. That's what a legacy is, leaving a legacy. It actually means to influence, to persuade, and to guide. And if we could do that for someone's life, for the betterment, then that's all God asked us to do. There's a famous quote from an unnamed author, I don't know who it was, but he said, the past is your lesson, the present your gift, and the future your motivation. And I want to talk about those three things today of leaving a legacy. How our lives can be a channel to help both bring glory to God, but also to fulfill the mandate over our lives and to influence and encourage and inspire others as we journey in the life that God's given us. And the first thing a legacy does, it's based in wisdom gained. You know, our legacy teaches and influences from the depths of past wisdom learnt and lived. And the most valuable lesson I can pass on to my children, to the people in our church that God's put before Paul and I to influence, the people that come across all of our sphere of influence and whatever it is you do in life, the most valuable legacy I can pass on is to be honest and transparent with my life. Honest and transparent about the things that have gone wrong as well as the things that have gone right in life. Somebody once said, the road ahead is paved with the wisdom gained from past mistakes. Ain't that the truth? We don't have to project our life to others as if we have it all together. You know, when I first became a Christian, that was the thought back in that day, that it's all under the blood of Jesus, just move on. And people thought that they couldn't have stuff going on in their life, which is really sad. Because there's a lot of Christians that I knew way back then when I got saved out of a whole commune of a hippie era. And a lot of those people are not walking with God today because they had issues in their life, just stuff, real things that they felt like they couldn't actually talk to anybody about because it was all under the blood of Jesus. Yes, we can overcome in Jesus, but we've got to process and journey and be real about what's going on in our life. So the greatest legacy I can leave to those that are around me, and my children and everybody, is just to be honest and transparent. Proverbs 3:4-7 in the Message said, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume you know it all. I love that. Don't assume you know it all. We don't know it all. We don't have it all together. But we are on a journey of learning. We're on a journey of loving God and learning to love others with all our heart. So we don't have the answer to everything, and we don't get everything right. Aren't you glad about that? You know, perception is such a... I used to look at people's lives and assume that this is their story. And people have done that to me. I'll never forget a young girl when I was sharing my testimony one time. And she was from a different background to me. And she was from a Polynesian background. And she came up to me. I told my testimony, which was a broken testimony. And she came up to me afterwards and she said, I never thought anyone like you would be able to relate to a girl like me. Because she had looked at me and told, you know, thought my life was like this. But it's, nobody's life is what you think. And perception is so deceptive. And I think there's such a danger in this generation that we live in with Instagram and social media, all these snapshots that we see of this amazing life and this and that and the other thing. And it all looks very glamorous, but we don't see the road and the pathway of reality. We don't see what it really took to build a great life, to build a great marriage, to build a great business, to build a great family, negotiating the hard times, the times that you stuffed up or felt like walking away, the tough lessons that you had to learn. So never assume when you look at somebody's life that they've got it all together or that you can't be honest with the things that are going on in your life. This guy, when I was actually writing my story, it's called A Diamond in the Dirt, and there was a young boy that was interested in asking me questions about it as I was writing it. He wanted to think that he was helping me edit it, but anyway, I won't go there. But he was asking me questions, and he just said to me, well, how did you get through certain things? He'd been through abuse in his own life, and I had been through sexual abuse, and he was like, but how did you get through different things? And I had a kind of like a, I don't know if you, what you would call it, but a pat answer, just blanket answer to him, and said, well, I went to God. And he said, no, but I want to know what that looked like. What did it look like? What do you mean you went to God? And so it made me think a little bit. And I thought, well, you know what? You know what it really looked like? It actually looked like a lot of hard work. That's how I overcome. It actually looked like a lot of desperation. It actually looked like a lot of hours on my knees crying out to God. It actually looked like feeling like I was going backwards at times and thinking, God, I don't know if I'm ever going to overcome this. That's what it actually looked like. And he related to that. He's like, it gave him hope. And that's what it does when we actually are open with our lives. It gives others hope so that they can do, if you can do it, I can do it. And it also looked like it made the fight worth it. And he was happy with that answer. And I was like, okay, that's good. If my life, if what I had to go through was just for you, it's worth it. So our transparency can influence others in a motivating way. If they can, I can. And I remember another lady coming to me again after reading this story, and I'd never met her before. She was actually somebody on staff's mum. And she came to me and walked into my office and just sat there in tears, tears rolling down her face. And she just said, I haven't been able to stop crying since I read your book. And I was like, why? What's the matter? And she said, I also was sexually abused. In fact, her story was way worse than mine. But she just said, you know what? The difference between you and I is that I am a victim. I'm still a victim and you're living in victory. She said, but you've given me hope and courage to change that. And she said, I just never have met anybody else that could overcome that. You know, our transparency helps people to say, if they can, you can. And that's a great legacy to leave, our vulnerability. Also, a legacy is decided today. Like I said, our past doesn't dictate our future. And, you know, I just think it's so important that we get that, because so many people are living in the past. So many people think, well, that's my story. This happened to me, so that's it. My future is aborted because of what happened to me in the past. And that's so not true when we have a relationship with Jesus. We can learn from the past, but we can't afford to live in the past. And moving past our yesterday is our greatest legacy, again, that we can leave. This day is the day that counts. Today is your day. It starts now. Maybe life hasn't been that flash for you in the past. Maybe the legacy that's been passed on to you has been alcoholism, divorce, whatever it is in your past. That is not your story today. You can change that today. Another unknown quote. I have all these unknown quotes. My life will touch a dozen lives before this day is done, leave countless marks for good or ill before the evening sun is gone. This is the wish I always wish, the prayer I always pray. Lord, may my life help others' lives it touches by the way. We get to rewrite the history pages. I love that, because our past does not dictate our future. I'm a living testimony to that. You know, nothing persuades others more than seeing somebody that's moved past their insecurities, seeing somebody that has pushed through their fears, somebody that hasn't settled, somebody who has decided that today is my day. In spite of the past, today is my day. Somebody that is truly living out what they believe. You know, I love all these incredible songs we sing today. But when we stop and think about the words, are we really living out what we sing? Because living out what we sing is what a legacy is built on. Through the valleys low, you know that song? You light my way. It's a new day. Faith is rising. They're not just words. It's what Christ could put into our life and inspire us to leave strength and hope for those that are following. You know, most mums I know, and me included, think that they could have done better with raising their children at one time or another. They think that they could have had more time when time runs out. Like Pastor Sharon said, here it is, her daughter's already having children. My son's having children. Where did that time go? I can't be that old, surely. Most mums think, I could have had more time. I could have been more present. I could have. And we can't allow what may not have been ideal to take away from what we have today. Today, we can change it. We can invest today. Today's the day we get to leave the legacy and live the legacy. Today's the day where we're present and we need to be present in this day. I'll never forget a statement this pastor friend of ours who has got MND, motor neuron disease, and 4 years ago he was given 2 years to live. He's still alive. He's an incredible testimony to living his legacy today. He's an amazingly strong, faith-filled man. But we were with him in a smaller group and some pastors were with him, and just asking him, what would you do different? If you had your time over again, what would you do different? And I'll never forget the answer that still pierces through my heart today. And I thought, God, let me remember that every day. And he said, you know what I would have done different? I would have been present. When I'm with people, I would have been present with them. I wouldn't have been thinking about what I was going to do next. I would have given them myself wholeheartedly today. I would have given God myself wholeheartedly today. I would have been present in this day. And I think, God, let us do that with our lives, purposely in the present, be present. Joyce Meyer, in a book called Secrets of Exceptional Living, said this. One of my favourite quotes from Alfred de Souza is when he said, "For a long time it had seemed to me that life was about to begin, real life, but there was always some obstacle in the way, something to be gotten through first. Unfinished business, time still to be served, a debt to be paid, then life will begin. At last it dawned on me that these obstacles were my life. This perspective has helped me to see there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way. So treasure every moment that you have, and treasure it more because you shared it with someone special, special enough to spend your time with. And remember, that time waits for no one. So stop waiting until you finish school, go back to school, lose 10 pounds, gain 10 pounds, have kids, the kids leave home, start to work, retire, get married, until Friday night, until Sunday morning, until you get a new car, a new home, until your car or home is paid off, until spring, until summer, until fall, until winter, until you're off welfare, until the 1st or the 15th of the month. Decide right now that there's no better time to be happy than right now." I love that. So a legacy is in our today, and we get to lead it. Remember that. Nobody else but us. We get to lead it. So a legacy is based in wisdom gained. It's decided today. And then lastly, a legacy propels others forward. Do you know, everything about our life, I've discovered, is everything I go through, every challenge I overcome, is not actually just about me. It's actually to help others. It's always about, Jesus' whole life was about loving God and loving others, passing on to others. So everything we go through is not just a lesson for us, but it's so that we can give wisdom and guidance to future generations. It's for others. Peter Stroppel says, "Legacy is not leaving something for people, it's leaving something in people." And I love that. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, "I've fought the good, worthy, honourable and noble fight. I've finished the race. I have kept firmly and held the faith." Do you know, we all have burdens along the way that intersperse with good seasons and not so good seasons. That's the journey of life. We have highs, lows, valleys, mountains. And the fact that you stayed true to your course, the fact that I stayed true to my course, is a legacy that I can pass on. The fact that I'm still here is a legacy. The fact that you're still here, no matter what season you've been through in life, is an incredible lasting legacy. The fact that we can stand and say, we lasted, not that we just got through by the skin of our teeth, but we lasted and our God showed himself strong. We are here and we are passing on that faith to somebody else. That's what, to me, is the most important legacy I can leave, that you stay true to God, you loved your God with all your heart, and you loved others in spite of everything that happened. And you know what? That helps build and develop backbone into not only us, but to future generations. Mother Teresa once said, I alone cannot change the world, but I can cast a stone across the waters to create many ripples. And I just think it's good to be reminded today that, you know, ask ourselves the question, what kind of stone, what kind of ripple are we creating? What kind of ripple effect are we casting out there? And just remember to keep the big rocks in place. The big rocks are our faith in God, our dependence and our resilience in God, and our love for others. Keep them in place and we'll leave an incredible legacy. You know, there are two women in the Bible and their names are Lois and Eunice. And they're ordinary women that had a solid faith in God. We don't know a lot about them. The Bible doesn't say a lot about them, but it does say that they were incredible women that sowed into the future of Timothy's life, the apostle. And that incredible import it from their life into his life, it goes on into eternity, and we still read about it today. And there was a book I read called Passing Down a Godly Heritage, and it was talking about these two women. It says there's not a lot documented in Scripture regarding Lois and Eunice, but we do know they were a mother and daughter team that raised up a man of God, Timothy, who was the Apostle Paul's most trusted companion and disciple. It's only in Acts 1:6 and 2 Timothy 1:5 that we find record of these women, but what a strong commendation the Apostle Paul gives to them. In 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul writes, "I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also." These women were responsible for passing their faith on to the next generation. What an incredible legacy that is to leave. The record of Timothy demonstrates the value of positive Christian training in the home. Lois and Eunice took the responsibility to pass on their faith very seriously, and as a result, they raised up a young man to become a servant of Christ. For this, they have gone down in history as outstanding mothers and great women of faith. I love that. You know, with my boys, I have three boys, as I have already mentioned, and my heart's desire as a young mum and my prayer over their lives was and still is that, you know, especially as they were growing up, they would discover a faith in God for themselves and that they would fulfill their God-given purpose. And if along the way they seemed like they were going off track, I just keep praying over them. God, help them to encounter you and fulfill the destiny and purpose over their life that you created them for. And we get to do that. You know, as women, we get to intercede. We get to stand in the gap, whether you're a natural mom or not, for the sake of others. We get to invest what God invests into us and see it go on as a legacy. I remember when our son, Luke, our eldest son, left home. He was 18 years old. And I remember this overwhelming feeling, thinking, God, I pray that I have done everything in my ability as a mum. You know, I wasn't so worried about what kind of vocation he was going to do. My biggest concern was that as a mum, I aided in strengthening his faith in God. As a mum, that I taught him how to choose a wise life partner in life, somebody that loved God, because that's more important to me than what they do, that they love God, they love others, and that their wife loves God and loves others, and then that's going to be passed on to their children, that they love God and love others, and that they will pass that on. And that's the greatest legacy that we can ever leave. The good thing is, all my girls, I used to pray, God, please let them love me, because I didn't want to leave my boys, and they do love me, which is really nice. And I love them. I might get the team to come back just as I read a scripture in a moment that I'm going to close. But the legacy we all carry into the future generation is passing on the love of Jesus to those that we come in contact with and encouraging a faith that will keep us on track through life. You know, life can be very tough, but when people can see that, they need to see the Jesus in us that actually helps us in life, that is real, that what we say is real, that he is our strong tower, that he is faithful, that he is worth following, that he is everything that you need in life. And we're all called to live an ongoing echo of faith. I love John 14:11-14. It says, "Believe me," this was Jesus, "I am in my Father, and my Father is in me." If you can't believe that, believe what you see. These works. The person who trusts me would not only do what I'm doing, but even greater things, because I am on my way to the Father and giving you the same work to do that I've been doing. You can count on it. If you love me, show it by doing what I've told you. I will talk to the Father and he'll provide you another friend so that you'll always have someone with you. I'm telling you these things while I'm still living with you. The friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He'll remind you of all the things I've told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. That's my parting gift to you. Peace. I don't leave you the way you're used to being left feeling abandoned and bereft. So don't be upset. Don't be distraught. You know, Jesus didn't leave us alone. And he left us knowing that we have a God that loves us. We have a God that is with us. We have a God that is journeying through this life with us. And he said that we're the living example of accepting that. When we accept him as our Lord and Savior and journey through life together, we then, our lives tell the story of who he is. Our lives show people who he is. You know, when Jesus died at the cross, he said, it's finished. He was going. He left us the Holy Spirit, the strength for us to keep standing in life, to walk with us, beside us, the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, the strength that gave Jesus the strength to stand, is with us. And people see God in us. He's not here anymore, but they see him in us. And that's the legacy we get to leave behind on his behalf. That people see this Jesus in us, that they see he's real, that they see he's kind by our kindness toward others, that they see he's loving, that they see that he is everything that we need in life. And I just pray that today, and maybe we could just bow our heads and close our eyes. You know, you may be here today and somebody maybe just invited you as a friend, and that's awesome. But you might not know this Jesus that I'm talking about today. And the thing is, he died for each and every one of us, because that's the whole point of life, is that God came. He sent his son for each and every one of us so that we get to understand God and his love for us, and then we get to pass that on to other people and show others. But I would love to pray for you today. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you've never had the opportunity to ask Jesus to come into your life and walk with you, I want to give you that opportunity today. It's not that we're good enough, it's just he's good enough for us. Nothing we can do. I'm just so glad. Like I said, my past is broken. I've got things in my past that I wish never happened, but they did happen. But when Jesus looks at me, he sees me forgiven. He loves me, and he died for me, and he died for you. And I just want to give you the opportunity today. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and you say, Marie, I would love to have Jesus come into my life today and start all over again and create a brand new legacy. And if that's you, why don't you just raise your hand so I just know who I'm praying for. Just right in your seat. You know, we're all friends here today, and we just are going to wait a few moments. Is there anybody here that would say, Marie, I need Jesus. I know that my life is living for myself, but I want to live for him today. Okay. That's awesome. If you all know Jesus, I think that's... Just one more moment. Lydia, what song are we going to sing? Okay. Why don't we just stand to our feet? I'm going to pray for you, and then Lydia's just going to lead us in a song, and then Pastor Sharon's going to come. Father, I just thank you for these beautiful women in this place today. Father, I thank you that every one of our lives tell a story of your goodness, of your grace. And we thank you for that today, God. I thank you that we don't walk alone, that you've loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die for us, God. And Lord, that you are walking with us, your Holy Spirit is with us to strengthen us, to help us, God, in life. And Lord, I just pray that we would continue to look to you in the ups and the downs of life, God, that we would always remember that you're with us. And Lord, that we would yield to you with all our heart. And God, that we would really leave the legacy of somebody that loved God with all our heart and loved others. That we would show the world, Lord, who you are in our lives. So we thank you, God. We thank you for your loving mercy and grace. And we just worship you today. We honor you. And we praise you. Come on, let's sing together, guys.